Greg Fuyun. I am a USB director from Weston, Nebraska and East Central Nebraska. I currently am an oil target area coordinator for USB. I farm soybeans and corn in Saunders County in Nebraska.
Well, Greg, let's begin by talking about what's happening around the world to help gain greater market access for U.S. soybeans, and specifically because it's kind of your target area, soy oil.
Yeah. Well, recently we finally received the high oleic approval through the regulatory process in both Europe and in China. So we're excited about that, and we hope that we'll be able to move forward with the high oleic program and regain some of our market share.
What is it like working with other countries in the midst of a transition from one administration to another? How does that impact you at all?
Well, from the checkoff standpoint, we don't focus on the political issues that go on. We just focus on opportunities in the markets, and so that's something that the checkoff really doesn't address.
The promotion of U.S. soybeans, what are some of the things that when you talk to potential customers, you really try to highlight?
Well, one thing we do try to highlight with our potential customers and export customers in particular is the sustainability of the U.S. crop. We feel like we are the most sustainably produced crop in the world, largely on family farm operations that are interested in a multi-generation using the least amount of inputs to raise the best and the most abundant crop that they can.
In these last few years, I feel like really exemplify that. You look at some of the weather challenges that farmers have faced, and yet the production numbers are sometimes unprecedented.
Yeah, and that's a testament to the technological advances that we've undergone in recent years. Farmers are taking advantage of those technological advances to be able to overcome growing condition problems, whether it be drought, weed stress, insect pests. So those technology improvements really are beneficial.
In addition to some of the markets that the U.S. is currently serving, are there some markets that you see great potential in, but we're just knocking on the door right now? We really haven't come through it.
Well, exports are very important. We continue to work for new markets whenever we can. Certainly, the areas of Southeast Asia are very important, and we hope to continue to grow those markets as well as the European Union.
And you can speak firsthand about the fact that having these markets is critical to the success of your farm operation. When you look at the price relationship between your production and ensuring there's demand that's beyond the U.S., you have to have that export market. I guess I bring this up because times are tough right now for many farmers with low commodity prices. So ensuring that you keep those current markets and also build new ones really, really critical.
Yes, it's very important that we focus on new markets as well as those current markets that we have. As we said, over 50% of our soybeans are find the export market, and that's absolutely critical to the success of soybean operations.
Finally, Greg, just tell me a little bit about what 2018 is going to look like on your farm. Is it going to be similar to other years as far as crop rotation and inputs and things like that, or are you changing some things up?
I won't be changing a lot. I will keep my normal crop rotation for the most part, which is very common in my area, dryland area of eastern Nebraska. I think that probably focusing on reduced input costs and tightening the belt as much as possible in order to remain profitable.
Obviously, water management is important, but as you look at some of the pressures that you face year in and year out, whether it's insect, weed, or disease, what's top of mind for you?
Well, weed resistance is, as you said, is a major problem. That is top of mind. We all know what kind of competition there is when you have weed escapes out in your field. So it's critical to use the right types of control, whether it be a pre-emerge product with that early season burn down, as well as some residual control with that post-emerge treatment.
Greg, anything else you want to make sure we touch on today?
Well, we really think we have some great opportunities moving forward with high oleic. We talked about that earlier on. I think that we've lost some key market share with the trans fat issue over the years, and I think we're poised to to try to regain that market, and the checkoff is working hard to regain that market through High Oleic.
As far as what needs to come first, is there a sufficient processing for those high oleic beans? Do farmers need to come on board at a greater scope so that there are more acres of it, or is it a yin and a yang effect, I guess?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. In the near future, the checkoff, soybean checkoff, is going to focus on engaging the end users, helping them understand the value that high oleic brings to them in particular. There has been acreage has been produced, and farmer adoption is increasing. So we've got that going. We've got processors that are processing those beans. The final key now is to get end users on board and to be able to create that market pull.
I talked to a farmer from Minnesota this last year about growing high oleic soybeans. They have a processor there now, and one of the concerns going in, I think some farmers are worried that you're going to see a yield drag, that the bean won't perform as well, but the genetics that go into these high oleic soybeans, she said that you couldn't really tell the difference between the high oleic beans and the ones that weren't.
Yeah, that's what we're finding, and that was early on in the process when we engaged with our technology partners to develop the genetics, help them develop the genetics for high oleic. Yields was table stake. You know, we couldn't go. They had to be at or above what farmers were currently planting. There was going to be no opportunities for success if there was going to be a yield drag or decreased yields. And certainly in the areas of Nebraska that have planted the high oleic genetics, they have been the highest yielding, in many cases, the highest yielding varieties on their farm compared to what the farmers were normally planting. So yield is important, and the genetics are in place that we can continue that high yield.
And I know soybeans have seen some recent market strength, but that premium has to look pretty attractive to soybean growers.
It does. The premium is going to help. But again, we believe that with the high oleic system, the whole goal is to regain market share, recapture market share, which will in turn float the whole boat higher and create profitability for the entire soybean industry, and not only specific premium areas.
Well, Greg, I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
It was my pleasure.